from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. 10 Turkish human rights activists who were detained by police while attending a training workshop appeared before a court in Istanbul on Monday to face possible charges. Andrew Gardner is Amnesty International's Turkey researcher. He said this kind of thing has never happened to Amnesty International anywhere in the world in its entire history.
Proper procedure is going to be followed, then these people will be released immediately. But what we've seen countless occasions, unfortunately, in these type of cases, is that people have been put in pretrial prison custody. That can't be allowed to happen.
Amnesty said the 10 are being investigated for membership in an armed terrorist organization. The Turkish parliament voted Monday to extend the state of emergency by 3 months, nearly a year after the state of emergency was implemented in the wake of a failed coup attempt. Earlier Monday, the prime minister's office had asked parliament to extend the state of emergency, which was due to expire on Wednesday. About 250 people were killed and more than 2,000 others injured last year when a disgruntled army faction commandeered tanks and warplanes in an effort to overthrow President Recep Tayyip Erdogan after 15 years in power. 35 coup organizers were also killed. The government has arrested 50,000 people and fired 100,000 civil servants. 34 soldiers are missing after their ship capsized off Cameroon during a supply mission to the Bakassi Peninsula. Three of the crew of 37 were rescued after the capital capsized Sunday morning off the coast of Dobunsha. This is VOA News from Washington. The European Union and Britain have begun the first substantive round of negotiations on their separation, with both sides saying it is time to proceed quickly. Britain's Secretary of State for exiting the European Union is David Davis. He said at the start of a four-day session of the proceedings, "It is extremely important we now make good progress." President Trump is continuing to defend his eldest son's meeting last year with a Russian lawyer who he expected was going to hand him incriminating material about Trump's election challenger, Democrat Hillary Clinton. On Monday, the president said on his personal Twitter account, "Most politicians would have gone to a meeting like the one Don Jr. attended in order to get information on an opponent. That's politics." A new Washington Post ABC News poll said that 60% of those it surveyed believed the younger Trump's meeting with the Russian lawyer was inappropriate. Russia on Monday demanded that the United States return two compounds that were ordered closed last year after the U.S. intelligence community concluded that Moscow had interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called the U.S. closure of the properties in the eastern states of New York and Maryland, quote, "daylight robbery." Then U.S. President Barack Obama shut the compounds and expelled 35 Russian diplomats it accused of spying in December, less than a month before he left office, in response to the Russian election interference, a claim that Moscow rejects. Russia's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal of its nationwide ban on the Jehovah's Witnesses religious denomination. The court on Monday rejected all defense motions, including one to have a religious studies scholar testify on its behalf. And the United States needs more foreign workers to keep some American businesses from floundering, according to a decision announced by American officials Monday. The Department of Homeland Security said it will make 15,000 additional H-2B visas available for companies to hire temporary, non-agricultural foreign workers before September 30th. In a written statement, the DHS Secretary John Kelly called the move a, quote, "one-time increase." In order to hire foreign workers through the non-immigrant visa program, businesses must show that there are not enough workers able, willing, qualified, and available for the jobs. There's more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.